With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ben joining us on the hotline is a good...
Oh, a phone is ringing.
That's right, Dion. It's a guy who's been on the show many times. We love talking to him. And he's got something really cool to promote. It's Rangers pitcher Cole Hamels. How you doing, Cole?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys?
We're doing great, man. We're going to get to the clinic you got going on in a moment. And we always like to talk about fun stuff with you, Cole, because you're an interesting, funny guy. But I think we kind of want to start with something that's probably hit you pretty hard. It hit sports fans pretty hard. He was your teammate. He was universally loved, and just kind of wanted to get your perspective on, you know, what you went through last week as you got the news that Roy Halladay had passed away.
You know, I think, you know, anytime, you know, somebody that you've been really attached to or has really kind of helped you in life, you know, kind of you hear that sort of news, especially when it's something where, you know, it's a tragic, you know, accident. It's very tough on everybody. And especially from him, because he was a mentor to me earlier in my career. You know, he's a tremendous individual, and I think that's kind of what, you know, all of us, you know, could really what we experienced from him and his family, just the love that he had. You know, he was probably the most humble person we've ever met. You know, when you have somebody that is so accomplished and is so great at something and then doesn't even know that he really is, it's mind-boggling to really see that. But, you know, he taught us there's always something about being the best and the greatness that ensues with being the best and how to handle yourself. So I think that's kind of what you always miss. And especially just with what the tragedy does for a family. You know, and I understand obviously the week has been really tough for a lot of us, you know, with obviously the memorial yesterday, that was really tough for a lot of us, you know, and just kind of the reminder of how fragile life can be.
Well, we just wanted to start off by saying, you know, we're very sorry for your loss, and, you know, we had to ask you about that first and foremost. Let's move on to some other things, and let's talk about your season that you just had. How would you say this past season for you was different than, say, 2016? Let's compare and contrast the last two seasons. How was this one different?
I mean, I'd say probably the main point is I was injured. You know, I think anytime you know, you suffer an injury, you know, most guys, we're going to battle through some sort of nicks and pains and ailments. And you know, anytime, though, you actually get an injury that puts you on the disabled list, puts you out for a month or two, that's what really kind of can throw you off. You know, I really hadn't suffered an injury of that caliber probably at all in my career. So that is kind of a tough aspect because I'm very goal-oriented. I really set things up from the beginning of the offseason heading into spring training of what I'm able to accomplish and what I hope to accomplish. And I've always been able to pitch 30-plus starts, and I've always been able to, you know, pitch 200 innings. And that was, you know, when you set goals, you want to set realistic goals and something that then you can kind of push to, and that's always something. And so, you know, not being able to fulfill what I'm capable of doing, you know, you feel like you let a team down, you let your teammates down, you know, not being able to, you know, push through, and especially in the middle of the summer and the start of the season, you want to start out on a good note. And, you know, I think any time that I feel like I can get out there on the mound, I've got the confidence that I know I can help the team win. That does go pretty far because those wins do matter. And especially when it gets closer down to the end of the season, you know, that's where the stress kind of builds. And if you have more, you know, ground to cover, then it makes it a little bit tougher. So you kind of want to have a cushion. So I think that's kind of where it was the big aspect is I wasn't able to really live up to what I know I'm capable of doing. But I know that's kind of what promotes, you know, the next year's goals, you know, the workouts, and, you know, how to handle everything, you know, in that sense. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to for next year.
You know, Cole, you're not old. I mean, hell, me and Ben are in my mid-40s.
I'm trying not.
No, you're not. You're 33 years old, and that you still got a lot of good pitching ahead of you, but you are a veteran. And so I guess what I'm asking is how different is it for you physically? Everyone feels different from one decade to the next, but is it that different for you at this point, or do you still feel the same you did in your mid-20s?
You know what's really funny is I actually think I've improved in my health. I don't think I'm as sore. I don't have the type of pain that I might have had earlier in my career because I didn't know how to train. I didn't know how to heal myself. I just didn't know much about it. You just kind of roll out and you just throw and then you wait 5 days and throw again and you just kind of take the sort of pain that really ensues with throwing, at that caliber and that level with that intensity, and you just kind of go, well, this is part of it. My body should just, deal with it. But as you kind of grow into your body and you kind of experience how to actually pitch in the big leagues, I feel like the knowledge that you gain it really does help you mentally, but I think it does help you physically because then you train the right way and you try to recover the right way, because that's ultimately, as an athlete, if you give us one game, we'll be able to go out there and give it everything we can and we feel the best. But over a course of a season, that's where you can kind of tell who's the best athlete. And I think that's what really takes you really are seasoned and you have that sort of knowledge on what to do and how to do it. So I've actually felt like I've gotten better with age, and I still feel like I'm very capable of being in my prime and basically trying to accomplish some pretty good goals.
We're talking to Cole Hamels on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Skin wasn't lying. Me and him are old. You are just a young pup compared to us. But I'm listening to you talk about that. And look, we've been around you for a while now, and we know that you're a guy that's got no body fat on you. You stay in great shape. You take care of yourself. You do. And so hearing you talk about that, I mean, I go play pickup basketball. I'm sore for a week. I can barely get up out of my chair here at this remote that we're at. So I want to hear about recovering. Do you use cryotherapy? Do you have a hyperbaric chamber? I mean, what do you use? Any space technology? How do you recover?
Learning earlier on about what I ice hot, the contrasting, the cold tubs, That's what I really kind of learned earlier. And now, obviously, with the technology, with the cryo chambers, I mean, we have one of those at the stadium. I think Derek Collins and I, the past couple of years when I first came over, I was, excited that we actually had one in the stadium. You didn't have to go find one because sometimes they're really hard to find. And I think he and I rotated every try to do it every day because it just makes you feel so much better. But I have a sort of a chiropractor that I've used on a regular basis. I do acupuncture therapy on a regular basis. The trainers with the Rangers are phenomenal, and with what they're able to kind of give us the time, and always been a workout guy, but I've always never really been the big bulk mass guy, as you can kind of tell. I've kind of tried to really keep myself more of a tensile strength type of workouts, and just maintaining that I can try to do this for 8 to 9 months. Yes, I know the bulk mass looks good, but I know I'm not going to the beach anytime soon, so I don't need to be doing that. It's about throwing a baseball. So it's just, I really try to just maintain what I was given in my genetics and making sure that it's the best and not trying to overload my body and my system.
Well, Cole, we are talking to Cole Hamels here on the Ben and Skin Show. We had you on last year to talk about this event, and it's coming up again, so we want to talk about it again. And that is, the Hamels Foundation is putting together a clinic. This is a great deal. It's going on December the 9th at Trinity High School, and we'll give folks information about how they can get signed up. But kind of tell us what this is, what the thinking behind it is, and how it went last year for you guys.
Last year was awesome. I mean, being able to come into a city – and really kind of give what I enjoy doing, which is, to try to, teach some kids some other aspects and some training in baseball, giving them some better insight with all the knowledge that I've been able to gain over the years. Having the hitting from a bunch of really good, professional hitters, that was really good. And so that was kind of something where a lot of people, we packed it out. We had a great time. This year we really kind of had to talk about it a little bit more because we wanted to provide so much, but we're very limited in the space that we have. So this year we actually decided to do two separate clinics, an AM clinic and a PM clinic, basically. So we can get a lot more kids in there. And I just think that it's really helpful and beneficial for parents, because I think anything at the end of the day, being able to play the game as long as you can, getting the best advice that you possibly can, is key in succeeding. And I didn't always believe or think that I was going to be a big league pitcher. I really was trying to get to college. I wanted to get college paid for. I knew my parents couldn't afford to pay for college. So that was my end goal, was to try to get college paid for, try to get some sort of a partial scholarship. Obviously, with the type of coaching that I was receiving, I was able to get better and I was able to, you know, further my career, but it was not what I was expecting when I was 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. So, just trying to give parents the best advice that I possibly can that I might not have been able to receive that will hopefully not only benefit them in baseball, but benefit them in life.
Man, that's awesome. I'm sitting here looking at this going, God, I got to call my wife immediately and see if we can get our kids there.
Oh, I thought you wanted your wife to go.
Oh, no, I don't want her to see Cole. So oh, she yeah. won't be interested in me anymore after that.
Yeah, he's a handsome man.
In terms of youth baseball, like what advice do you have for kids and pitch counts and when to learn curveballs? You know, because I don't know how much select baseball you played growing up or if you played a bunch of different sports. But, you know, nowadays things are so specialized. I'd just love to get your thoughts on, you know, young pitchers and what they should be doing.
No, it really is. I think, you know, I did. I played multiple sports. I played soccer. You know, I did play baseball. And then I think in the summers, my parents, it was really all about trying to go to the beach, trying to go camping. I mean, it was just anything and everything. I mean, we're playing touch football and pick up basketball. But when it really got specific, sports specific, I really kind of did that when I was 13, 14 years old. Nowadays, it's obviously looked at a completely different angle. But at the same time, it was all about playing, I mean, enjoying it. You know, I wanted to play. So, you know, it didn't necessarily mean that I had to play on the very best team all the time. Yes, you want to play with some really good competition. That does raise your game level. But if you're not able to play, what good do you get? And that also comes from health. If you can't stay healthy, then you're just going to sit back and watch because you're injured. So, you know, it's really trying to develop good techniques for kids. And I think ultimately when I really see kids, the first thing that I really try to identify is, do you really know how to play catch correctly? Because if you want to throw a baseball, not just off the mound, but around a baseball field, you have to know how to throw and you have to know how to play catch, because we're very limited in the game of baseball for how many throws you're able to get. I mean, that's why we have pitch counts. You have to make all those pitches count. So it's the best thing to do is to make sure that you're actually throwing pitch by pitch correctly when you're actually just playing catch. So that's kind of what we try to make sure we maintain and reiterate to these kids, so that hopefully it sinks in, is you're limited every day on what you can do, so maximize what you can at the best level.
Well, one of the cool things about this is the parents portion includes a seminar on motivation, nutrition, and more. This is a great deal. We want to get the word out because there's only 100 camper spots for each session. It's at Trinity High School. It's going to be going on Saturday, December the 9th. And if you go to thehamilsfoundation.org, you can get signed up. Do not wait. This is an awesome Christmas gift for your kids as well. There's going to be photo opportunities. You get a T-shirt and then elite-level instruction from coaches. Cole, we think you're a class act, man. We think this is a really cool thing you're doing, and we're gonna help you get the word out, brother.
No, I appreciate it. I just try to, you know, make sure I reiterate to parents, is, you know, this is a donation, and everything that the parents give, it goes back to their community. We don't take a dime. It goes, you know, straight into, everybody is volunteering. All the pros that we have are all volunteering their time. We really do enjoy what we do, and we really know that what we're able to do with the donations and give back to education in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is just going to be very beneficial.
Awesome. I'm coming. I'm calling my wife. We're going to get both my boys there. So can't wait. This sounds awesome. If you're out there listening and you got kids playing youth baseball, don't miss this. Hey, thanks a lot, Cole. We appreciate it.
No, hey, thanks, man. I know I got to give a shout-out to Derek Holmes because he's the one that reminded me to call in at the right time.
Were you guys on the golf course?
No, I'm actually in Napa.
Oh, man.
I'm in Napa. And, you know, we just got here, and so obviously it's been a crazy day just with what happened with yesterday. So we've got a lot of my teammates. We're just kind of escaping and really trying to, you know, enjoy each other's company, and the two-hour time difference kind of throws you off. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's not 6:20, it's 4:20, so I got a call.
Well, man, thank you for taking the time, and go relax and enjoy your friends and have a good time, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys.
All right, there he goes, the great Cole Hamels. That's awesome. Great dude.
In 3 years, will Cole Hamels be an ace?
Yes. Yes, he will.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
In our hearts.
That was awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.